This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Gene, it's G-E-N-E, Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D. Date of birth, 4/3/1953. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a consultation for Mr. Whitehead, who was sent for evaluation of progressively increasing creatinine starting in August of 2023. And it is rising much more rapidly than one would expect. The patient did have chest pain and shortness of breath in August of 2023. He was seen and evaluated by Dr. Alkeek. He did not have myocardial infarction, and he did have a cardiac stress test, a stress echo that was done, which was negative for coronary artery disease. That actually was done prior to his chest pain. I have one, the date is 5/1/23. He had an ejection fraction of 64%, mild mitral regurgitation, mild or moderate tricuspid regurgitation, and mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure at that time. The stress echo was negative for ischemia at that time. But he's feeling much better. All of the shortness of breath has resolved. However, the kidney function has not improved. So he's here for further evaluation. Currently, he denies dizziness or syncopal episodes, no chest pain currently, no shortness of breath, no cough, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He did have prostate carcinoma diagnosed in 2009 and did require seed implants. And PSA levels have been suppressed since that time. He's had chronic hearing impairment since birth. He was born with RH incompatibility and had severe anemia requiring multiple transfusions. And he had a stroke at birth. And the main residual is the hearing loss, the hearing impairment. Currently, he's wearing some hearing aids for that problem. No edema or claudication symptoms, no diabetes, no history of blood clots, no kidney stones. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, prostate carcinoma, suspected coronary artery disease, chronic hearing impairment, CVA at birth, secondary to RH incompatibility, and past surgical history, he has had his tonsils removed and a colonoscopy. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for hypertension, prostate carcinoma, COPD, hyperlipidemia, and his mother did require hemodialysis from renal failure when she was in her 80s, and she was found to have one atrophic kidney that probably didn't work from birth, she was told. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to statin medications and Zetia. And medications, he's on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams once daily, metoprolol extended release, 25 milligrams daily, lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily, fenofibrate, 160 milligrams daily, multivitamin once a day, baby aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, and he's recently stopped vitamin D supplementation due to mildly elevated calcium level. That was noted by his cardiologist. Physical exam, height is 6'0", weight 216 pounds, pulse is 68, and blood pressure is 144/76. Pharynx is clear, neck is supple. He does have a soft tissue swelling on the left side of the neck above the supraclavicular area. That's been there for several years, he reports. It's non-tender. No carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no hepatosplenomegaly, no masses, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. He has strong pedal pulses, brisk capillary refill, full sensation in the lower extremities and feet. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.99, which is the highest it's been. Estimated GFR 35, 1026 of 23, creatinine 1.66, GFR 44, 829 23, creatinine 1.52, GFR 49, 821 of 23, creatinine 1.74 with a GFR 42, 328 of 23, creatinine was 1.1 with GFR greater than 60. 214, we also have a calcium of 9.8. In October, it was 10.4. Sodium 141, potassium is mildly elevated at 5.5, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 4.4, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, progressively increasing creatinine levels, etiology unknown. We are scheduling the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in order to rule out urinary obstruction. Possibly the prostate is enlarged. He does have decreased urinary stream without nocturia or any other signs of prostate difficulty, but we will check that immediately. He is going to follow a low-potassium diet, and a handout was provided about the foods to avoid when your potassium is elevated. We've asked him to repeat labs now, and we will check a creatinine to protein ratio and a urinalysis. We're also going to be checking free light chains and immunofixation levels, as well as intact parathyroid hormone. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.